This is It's Not What You Know. Hello, I'm Miles Jupp. It's often said that it's not what you know, it's who you know. This is why it's the work of a moment to stage your very own World Cup in a wildly inappropriate host nation, just so long as you know every member of FIFA's executive committee and indeed their sort codes. Or why it's quite reasonable to say I may have a very large head, a Geordie accent and no discernible skills, but I am very good friends with Deck. Nowhere we won't go. On this show, we have nothing less than a lofty disdain for what you know. We're only interested in who you know, and I say this on the soundest of legal advice, how well you know them. Each of our three guests has nominated someone they know well to answer a series of questions. Could be a friend, could be a family member, could simply be someone that you found yourself seated next to during a particularly tedious mixed doubles match on Wimbledon's fabled court number 19 and found yourselves coming together on several occasions to mount a committed but underwhelming two-person Mexican wave. If my guests can work out the answers their nominees gave, they could be the gilded recipient of tonight's star prize. A day you'll never forget, where you'll be whisked off to a foundry and be guided step by step through the smelting process by the Booker Prize-winning novelist Alan Hollinghurst. You'll be entranced by the sight of silver, iron, copper, and various other base metals being extracted from their ores. A process Alan won't be restrained from telling you that closely resembles his own efforts in conjuring a vivid elemental narrative from the raw material of the homosexual experience of the 1980s. Please note, linen will not be provided or indeed be necessary. But in order for you and Alan to live this dream together, you will have to negotiate the assault course of mirth. That is, it's not what you know. So please welcome tonight's contestants. They are Sean Walsh, Dane Baptiste and Sarah Cox. Sean Walsh, award-winning comedian, actor, bon viveur, a man who believes that life is for the living and the liver is an utterly expendable organ. He's appeared countless times on television. To give you some idea of how well his career's going, he currently holds the team captaincy on an E4 panel show. And God knows they don't just hand those out. Sean, how did you choose your nominee for tonight?
Well, this person I met on the first day of secondary school. I think they've seen me go through various different stages, from a greasy, anxious teenager to a greasy, anxious adult.
Yeah.
So I think he's best suited.
OK, let's find out who it is.
My name's Gabriel Foster Pryor. I'm a filmmaker, I live in London, and I'm a long-time friend of Sean's.
Yes, it's your good friend Gabriel Foster Pryor. Next, we welcome Dane Baptiste, one of the absolute fastest rising stars in the firmament of stand-up comedy, and never let it be said that this show does not have an eye for raw talent on an affordable budget. To give you some idea of how well his career's going, he has just filmed his own pilot for BBC Three, and God knows they don't just hand those out. Dane, how did you decide on who'd be your nominee this evening?
This is, again, someone I also met in secondary school. We bonded over the fact that we both have names that will never be seen on key rings at theme parks, souvenir shops. So,
let's see who it is.
My name is Shyam Kane. I am a musician. I live in Blackheath. And I'm a Dane from school.
Yes, it's Dane's friend, Shyam Kane. And finally, Sarah Cox. Disc jockey, TV presenter, and a woman who was to the 1990s what Joan Bakewell was to the 1960s, and John Humphreys, one assumes, still is to the over 70s. Sarah, who's your nominee this evening?
My nominee is a lovely girl that I met about 9 years ago. Our husbands were friends, and we're super close, and one day we might even leave our husbands and run off together. That's a slight exaggeration, but she's very lovely. I love her to bits.
Let's see who you've picked.
My name is Emily Bernstein. I live in London. I work for Centrepoint, the charity for young homeless people, and Sarah and I are the best of friends.
Yes, it is your friend Emily Bernstein. So, in round one, we ask your nominees some questions to find out what they know about you, and you have to try and guess what answers they might possibly have given. Sean Walsh, you're first in line tonight. We asked your old mucker, Gabriel, the following question. Gabriel, what was Sean's worst ever gig? What do you think he might have said?
I know immediately, I think. A few years back, I did my first ever corporate gig, and it was a bunch of rich blokes that helped design weapons for war.
Specifically war weapons, not leisure weapons.
Yeah, not a penknife.
War weapons, yeah.
I just went out there, and I think I was like 22, and I didn't really know what to say, and I was a bit shocked that I was with people that designed weapons, and I started accusing them of I mean, it's too. What I said was too dark, but I've accused them of being very naughty.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was escorted out by a bloke who took me through a secret door because he said, "You're in serious trouble, and if those men see you, they're going to seriously hurt you."
Let's find out, Gabriel.
He was booked to do a gig to a special branch of the SAS who were playing a rugby match against a special branch of MI5. And it went so badly, we had to be escorted off the premises.
Is that who it was? It was the SAS and MI5?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yes, well, you do never see that side of MI5 in the films. Personally, I think Skyfall would have been greatly improved by a scene in which Daniel Craig sits in a comedy club occasionally glancing at his hideously beweaponed watch and wondering why he's wasting his time listening to you bang on about the contents of your fridge. Dane, it's your turn. Now, you and Shyam are old school friends. We asked Shyam, what was Dane's nickname at school? What do you reckon? Did you have a nickname to your knowledge?
Yeah, well, in my school, like, there was... Everyone would have... You have your name, and then you'd have what we call your tag, mm-hmm, or graph, which is what you'd write on desks. And it wasn't, like, for a good time call. It was... I had a few names. It kind of depends on the phase, though, so I can't choose. So I had, like, a big Wu-Tang Clan phase. And then my tag was Shaolin at the time. Everyone was Danger, because my name is Dane, but very far from the truth. Apart from, obviously, writing on desks, that was about as dangerous as it got.
It does sound quite naughty.
Yeah. Especially with a compass, that was really bad.
You wicked thing.
Yeah, yeah. or permanent marker, because then it's hard to get out, according to Mr. Yates. And I'm going to go with that, with Danger, I think. Come
on. Okay, let's see. Shyam?
Danger.
Yeah, Danger was Dane Baptiste's nickname at school. We don't know what he was doing to get this nickname, running with scissors, perhaps, or pushing in the lunch queue.
That's
probably unfair.
That's true, I did that. I'd push in the lunch queue. Only in, like, lower school, though. It's got to learn, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like a boys' school, so it's like prison rules.
Oh, right. I'm not entirely familiar with prison rules. I imagine it's a case of everyone trying to get along. Don't be afraid of sharing your tobacco, that sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of thing, yeah.
2 points. Now, pull up your socks. It's Sarah Cox. I'm multi-genre.
Was that your attempt at a northern accent there, Miles?
Was it? I didn't even...
You accidentally went a little bit northern then.
Did I?
Posh people do that sometimes when they talk.
Trust
to me,
it was an accident. Sarah, we asked your old pal Emily, if Sarah could eat only one food for the rest of her life, what would it be? What do you think she might have said?
Something like chips and gravy, possibly. It'd involve gravy, roast dinner with gravy. Oh, gosh.
One food.
Just one. Let's go gravy.
Let's go. that should be your catchphrase. Yeah, yeah. Let's go gravy.
Oh, I don't know. There's so much. I make a really good egg. Can I have egg? I mean, egg mayonnaise. Butties? Are they in?
Not the same. Oh. Let's go butty.
Let's go butty.
Let's go gravy.
Let's go gravy.
You get everyone to shout gravy. It's perfect. You go. Do it now. We'll just get this. I don't know what we can use it for. Some.
Let's go
gravy.
There we are. What a marvellous, marvellous use of BBC facilities. you've said the word enough times now. I think your answer is gravy. Okay, what do you reckon, Emily?
Any kind of condiment.
Oh. Any kind of condiment. Well, yes. Well, God, that's where that leaves us in a on the
pickle.
Horns of a dilemma. Okay, well, okay. One point. That's. I mean, it's on the verge. Sean. We were desperate to find out a little bit more about your sensitive side, about the delicate artist beneath the, and I'm choosing my words carefully, debauched ragamuffin exterior. So we asked your friend Gabriel, what is Sean's favourite book?
Oh, my God. I've only just started reading. I've just started showing off that I've read... it'll be the only book he knows that I've read, so it'll be the biography of Charlie Chaplin. So it can only be that, because the book that I read before that was the autobiography of Hulk Hogan.
Right, do you think... one of those...
I think Chaplin.
Peter Ackroyd's biography of Chaplin. Okay, let's hear from Gabriel.
50 Shades of Grey.
Really?
That's like the only book I can remember seeing at his house. I'm not even joking.
So you did own a copy of 50 Shades of Grey, Sean. That's part of your library of three books.
Yeah. No, I've bought loads of books. It's like when you decide that you're going to start, eating fruit, and you. Do you know what I'm? Does anyone understand what I'm talking about? You relate.
Yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Good.
I've followed much of what you've said this evening. Very impressed with how you're coming along. And somehow, in the midst of that, no points. Dane, I understand, by which I mean it's written down in front of me, that prior to becoming a stand-up, you worked in media sales.
Yes.
Was that an enjoyable experience?
No. No, I am responsible for anyone who does enjoy looking at any media online and the annoying pre-rolls. That was me, guys. I'm sorry.
So if you try to look at an article in the newspaper and suddenly a thing covers it saying
fishermen's
are cheap at Little this week or whatever.
That was me.
Oh, right. You're basically responsible for about 8 million people a day going, oh, God, how do I get that off?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, thanks for changing our lives. with that in mind, we asked your friend Shyam Kane, what did Dane like best about working in media sales? What do you think he said?
Well, if there was nothing to kind of sell, or there was no space left to sell, no more lives to ruin, I used to like watch videos online and read comics.
But it's not working, basically.
Yeah, the best. Yeah, not working.
Would you do that at your desk, or would you sort of say, I need to go to the...
I do it at my desk. You know, no one else was really working as well, but it was just giving the illusion that you were doing work. But I got through quite a few volumes of various graphic novels.
How graphic?
At my desk. How graphic were the novels? They were pretty much all pictures, Miles, so...
Dane, you think what your friend thinks that you enjoyed best about media sales was not doing media sales.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, let's find out from Shyam.
Actually being able to speak to people and use his gift of the gab.
I'm afraid, no. No. Yes, according to Shyam, Dane Baptiste used to use his gift of the gab to make media sales and now uses it to entertain people in comedy clubs up and down the country. So very much exchanging one miserable experience for another. No points. Now, over in the box, it's Sarah Cox. Sarah is renowned on what I correctly insist on calling the wireless for her lilting Bolton accent. But what is Sarah's own favourite accent? What do you think Emily might have gone for?
Oh, gosh, that's really tricky. Does everybody have a favourite accent? Do you all have favourite accents that you think, oh, that's...
Mine's is Italian-American. That's my favourite one.
Okay.
What are you doing here? Forget about it. What are you doing? Yeah.
Have you got one, Sean, favourite accent?
Probably sort of a nice, striking South London accent.
What does that sound like?
I cut you up, blood!
That's not entirely accurate.
I think she might say Russian.
Okay.
Because sometimes when I get the chance, I like to do Russian accent myself. And sometimes I do it to make her laugh. So maybe it's that.
What's your answer, Emily?
Russian.
Say something typically Russian.
Well, I would like to eat some chips and gravy.
typically Russian there.
Russian. Very good. It's funny to think that if this programme was taking place in Russia, we'd already be dead. And rightly so. 2 points. Well, it's the end of the first round, so let's look at the scores, which, as always on It's Not What You Know, have been independently verified by some people that we know. In this case, the woodwind section of the London Symphony Orchestra. Met up with them earlier this week, and I have to say, they really are a great bunch of lads. All the big hitters were in attendance. Oboes, clarinets, two bassoons, everyone's friend, the basset horn, and one chap with a piccolo, who was, frankly, only there to make up the numbers. But what a night. Picked up a keg, threw it in the back of a trailer and went off to look around some show homes. Tested some very comfortable sofas. Absolutely mystified by the number of plug sockets some people need, but you've got to live somewhere, and we all move in on the 12th. And we can see that in joint second place are Sean and Dane, but out in front it's Sarah! We've already found out just how well the nominees know the panellists. Now we're going to see how well the panellists know their nominees. Dane, we're coming to you now to see how well you know your mate Shyam. We asked him, Shyam, which historical figure would you most like to have been? What do you think he said?
I think he would be... Now, I would say it'd probably be Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey?
Yeah, because he's got a poster of him in his room. That's like his motivation. The almost like the forefather or the father of Pan-Africanism, and like an owner of some amazing hats as well. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Marcus Garvey.
Okay, Marcus Garvey. Let's find out, Shyam.
Socrates.
What? What? Okay, if you're angry with anyone, and you're allowed to be, it's not me, Dane. Socrates. Does he not have a poster of Socrates on his?
No, just a sculpture.
No points. Sean Walsh. Sean, let's find out how well you know your friend Gabriel Foster Pryor. Gabriel, he struck us as a well-travelled man, so we asked him, Gabriel, which country would you most like to visit?
I think we've, for the last couple of years, we've been banging on about going to Dublin to have a sort of lads weekend. Keeps on going, oh, I've never been to Dublin. And it's surprising because he seems like the sort of person that has been to Dublin. he's very red. So I'm just going to go for Dublin.
OK, can I remind you that the question was which country... I'm not patronising you here, Sean.
No.
I'm just asking you to do a tiny bit more work on your answer.
I know.
It's Dublin. So Dublin is in which? You've just got to go all the way to the end. Dublin is in which? Which country?
Ireland.
Ireland. Okay. Let's hear from Gabriel.
Colombia.
He's never mentioned Colombia. He's never mentioned Colombia ever. Well, ever, but no. He's never mentioned Colombia.
Colombia. Somewhat surprisingly, went for. Riven by drug trafficking and gang warfare, I'm sure the arrival of a Bermuda short sporting Gabriel Foster Pryor will do much to mollify the otherwise tense situation. No points. All of me, a scotch on the rocks. It is Sarah Cox. Sarah, we asked your mate Emily. Emily, if you could be reincarnated as any person, who would that person be? What do you think she said?
So she's going to be reincarnated as somebody. Gosh. Who does she know? I mean, she runs marathons. Maybe it'd be like an athlete or something. Maybe it'd be... I'm just going to say Mo Farah.
Mo Farah. OK, let's see. Emily?
Myself.
Oh. It's not gone down well in the room, Emily. Oh dear, not really the answer we were looking for. It sounds good, Emily, but I think the people who know and love you might, while struggling to come to the terms with the idea of your death, struggle even further with the prospect of you repeatedly spluttering back into life like a like a human magic candle. No points. So it's the end of the round, and we can see that in joint second place are Sean and Dane, and out in front it's Sarah. Time for round three. It's fingers on buzzers time for the next few questions. The rules for this round are very simple. In this round, I'll give you the answer to a question. What you have to do is tell me which of the nominees gave that answer. Sean Walsh's friend Gabriel, Dane Baptiste's Cham Cheyenne, or Sarah Cox's pal Emily. If you buzz in and you're wrong, a point will be deducted from your overall score. Okay, this show very much an adrenaline-soaked battle against both time and the human attention span. Team, ready? Which of the nominees, Gabriel, Cheyenne or Emily, said that their all-time hero is Paula Radcliffe? Sean?
That will be Emily, because Sarah thought that she might come back as an athlete.
Now then, let's see if that celebration turns out to be premature. Let's see who it is.
Paula Radcliffe.
Well done indeed. I think people should stop giving Paula Radcliffe a hard time just because she did, you know, what she did. where she did it. I'd be amazed if Sean Walsh hasn't done worse. I know I have. 2 points. Which nominee said that if they could only save one thing from a raging house fire, they would save a little collage that hangs on their wall? Gabriel, Cheyenne or Emily? A little collage that hangs on their wall.
One more time.
A little collage that hangs on their wall. Sarah?
I'll say Emily, actually, because she's got quite a lot of photo collages on her wall, so maybe it is Emily.
OK, let's see who it is.
I have a little collage that has been on my wall forever.
It's Gabriel. Is that... Are you... Sean, Gabriel, has he got a collage?
I've not been to his flat.
Did the agency only send him straight to you? Where did you get him? You've never been to his flat?
A collage on his wall? Whoa, what?
It's probably a shrine to Sean as well, which makes it even worse.
No points. And finally, which of the nominees, Gabriel, Cheyenne or Emily, said that the drink they enjoy most on a hot summer's day is an amaretto and cranberry juice? Sarah.
Was it Emily?
Let's find out.
Amaretto and cranberry juice.
Yeah.
What the...
It was Cheyenne. You didn't buzz in there, Dane?
When you say Cheyenne, you mean Cheyenne I know, right?
By sounds of it, I think Cheyenne and Gabriel should hook up. That's a lovely collage you have on your wall.
Cheers. Well, it is the end of that round, and as ever on It's Not What You Know, the scores have been independently verified by someone that we know. In this case, the pop star Belinda Carlisle. Met up with her earlier this week, and I have to say she is a great bunch of lads. We went to Liverpool and took a trip round the John West factory. Saw all their delicious products being prepared, from salmon to sardines and everything in between. And by everything in between, I do, of course, mean tuna. All I can say is it had all the glamour you'd expect from any high-volume canning process. I'm afraid to say Belinda moaned the whole way around. You simply cannot do enough for some people. The whole thing ended in a blind tasting process, which, I won't lie to you, was one of the most upsetting experiences of my entire life. Belinda cheered up afterwards, and on the National Express bus home, she wrote a beautiful song about our day, which she sang to me through the locked toilet door. I won't say who is on which side. And we can see that in third place is Sarah, in second is Sean, but out in front is our current leader, Dane. So to round four. This round is called
The Big One.
In this round, each panellist will have to answer a single big question about their chosen nominee, and an indication of just how big a question this is can be gleaned from the fact that it's worth a life-changing 4 points. Electrifying. This week, panellists, the big question we want you to answer is this. What is your nominee's favourite type of big cat? We're looking for a type. Could be a cheetah, could be a cougar, could be a snow leopard. What is your nominee's favourite big cat? Sean Walsh, you're first up. What do you reckon is the favourite big cat of your old pal, Gabriel Foster Pryor? What do you think?
Lion.
Let's find out. Gabriel?
Lion.
Gabriel goes for the lion. Very good. Not the boldest of choices, but it leaves our other two panellists with everything to play for. The Black Panther, still very much on the table. 4 points. Who's that hanging about down by the docks? It is Sarah Cox. Now, Sarah, you strike me as a woman who is no stranger to Jeopardy, but I can't believe you found yourself in many situations as high pressure as this. Picture a friend, Emily Bernstein. What is her favourite big cat?
I'm going to go cheetah.
Emily, choose your cat.
Lion.
Oh, it's another lion. Absolutely astonishing. Oh, they will be dancing on the streets of Longleat tonight. Oh, Dane, the cats are in your court. What is the preferred big cat of your friend, Shyam Kane?
Panther. I'm leaning towards panther, but then I'm trying to imagine when he was questioned. He would have panicked. I'm going to go with lion.
Lion. Let's find out. Shyam?
Tiger.
Oh, God, the atmosphere in here. Chime came perhaps simply by virtue of thinking about the question for a tenth of a second longer than our other nominees, went for Tiger. No points. So, it's the end of the show. The points have been gathered in and totted with a lustiness that is almost shameful in public. Almost, but not quite. And as ever, on It's Not What You Know, the scores have been independently verified by some people that we know. In this case, the Scottish Widows. Met up with them earlier this week, and I have to say, they are a great bunch of lads. It's heartening to see so many of these women coping with the strain of unexpected bereavement by really throwing themselves into the world of insurance and financial services. We had a meal at a Frankie and Benny's, and then it was straight down to Dartmouth's Flavel Theatre for a late-night show from the Chippendales. I'm not usually one for alliteration, but all I can say is that in the course of the evening, plenty of people's premiums were popped into posing pouches. And the final score show that in third place is Sarah... In second place is Dane, on their way to the Smelters with Alan Hollinghurst. It's Sean Walsh! Thank you to our panellists, Sean Walsh and his friend Gabriel, Dane Baptiste and his friend Shyam, and Sarah Cox and her friend Emily. Thank you to you for listening. I guess after all that, it just goes to show, It's Not What You Know. Good night! It's Not What You Know was hosted by me, Miles Jupp. The script was written by myself and James Keckle. The producer was Matt Strong, and it was a BBC Radio comedy production.